This is Ask Me Another on NPR. I'm your host, Ophira Eisenberg, continuing our hour of puzzles, word games, and trivia about the silver screen. For this next round, we see how blockbusters change as they travel from a theater in Peoria to one in Pakistan. Puzzle guru Art Chung joined me in this game about American movie titles in foreign languages. And we have two new contestants. Let's welcome Maura Pine.
Hello.
Hello. And Frank Gauthier.
Hello.
Now, Maura, you grew up in Luxembourg, but then moved to Pennsylvania. That's a common route, right?
Very common.
Yes.
Yeah, I spent 8 years in Luxembourg growing up.
What do you remember from Luxembourg?
It's really small, and
it even seemed small when you were there. You're
it
like,
did.
Wow, I just got to walk across the room.
I also figured out that Luxembourgish is not a language worth learning.
Luxembourg is not a language worth learning?
Luxembourgish, yes.
It's called Luxembourgish? Well,
yes.
Come on, that sounds fake.
Luxembourgian was a little too long-winded, so.
Luxembourgish. That sounds like you're not even committed to learning the language.
No, and it's not even really its own language. It kind of just sounds like German with like a little syllable thrown in everywhere.
A little flair?
Yep.
German with flair. All right. Okay, and Frank Gauthier here. Now, I know this about you. You have a one-man comedy variety show that you hope to take to Vegas.
That's right. It's based on the old Ed Sullivan show.
Oh, yes. Do you do Ed Sullivan impressions?
I do.
Would we like to hear a little Ed Sullivan? Can you do a little one for us?
Yes, yes.
Okay,
well,
okay.
The other day at the Museum of Broadcasting, I heard a good one. He said, now in our audience tonight are two warm and friendly people, the foster couple who raised the actor James Dean from childhood. Now, you know, young Dean was injured to death in a serious automobile accident. And so it goes.
That is the darkest example of a Ed Sullivan impression I could have dreamt up. Thank you for that. That was fantastic and extraordinarily well done. All right. So the game that you are going to play is called Movies in Other Languages. Art, explain this game.
Okay, this is not about foreign films. Actually, these are about American films that get shown overseas. You see, when American movies are shown overseas, they change the titles to sell them better to their audiences, sometimes with hilarious results. So, for example, Ophira, what film was shown in Germany under the title Urban Neurotic?
Okay, first, Urban Neurotic is redundant. I'm going to guess Sex in the City.
How about if I told you it starred Diane Keaton and Woody Allen?
Oh, Annie Hall.
Of course.
Urban Neurotic.
How funny. Wow.
Okay, so we're going to give you the overseas title of the film translated into English. And your task is to give us the name of the film originally, what the film was originally called. Whoever scores higher will move on to our Ask Me One More final round. Are you ready?
Jawohl.
We?
Okay, perfect.
Excellent. This 2004 drama was known in Italy as If You Leave Me, I Delete You. 2004 drama. If you want a hint, it starred Jim Carrey and Kate Winslet. Maura.
Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind?
Correct.
Yeah.
This 1978 musical was known in Argentina as Vaseline. Frank.
Greece.
Greece is correct.
Do not get your car serviced in Argentina. That's all I have to say.
This 1999 science fiction film was known in France as The Young People Who Traversed Dimensions While Wearing Sunglasses.
The Matrix?
Yes.
The old people never traverse dimensions. Never. Just the young
well, they
people.
Do. They have their own movie, though. It's a different movie. Cocoon. It's called Cocoon.
Aw, the Cedar Matrix.
This 1996 dark comedy was shown in China under the title Mysterious Murder in Snowy Cream. Maura.
Fargo?
Correct.
Yes!
This 1978 comedy was known in Germany as I Think a Horse Kicked Me. Frank.
They shoot horses, don't they?
Was that a comedy? No, I don't. I think that's not a comedy. More, I can give you the hint. It starred John Belushi and Donald Sutherland.
Animal House?
Correct.
Very close. Maura is our winner of this round. Yes, another hand for Frank Goche for playing it hilarious and fantastic. And Maura, you'll be joining us at the end of the show for our Ask Me One More final round. Congratulations.
Welcome to my secret lair on Skull Crusher Mountain. Hope that you've enjoyed your stay so far, as you've met my assistant Scarface. His appearance is quite disturbing, but I assure you he's harmless enough. He's a sweetheart, calls me master, and he has a way of finding pretty things, bringing them to me. Oh, and I'm so into you, but I'm way too smart for you. Even my henchmen think I'm crazy. I'm not surprised that you'd agree. If you could find some way to be a little bit less afraid of me, you'd see the voices that control me from inside my head say I shouldn't kill you, yeah. I shouldn't kill you, yeah.
That was Ask Me Another's house musician Jonathan Colton with his ballad, Skull Crusher Mountain. Maybe it's true what they say. There really is no such thing as an original idea. Take romantic comedies. You need a meet-cute between two lonely, confused people, then add a conflict, like their car breaks down or an old flame magically reappears, but fear not. An epiphany will happen before the credits roll. Love hurts. And then they will run. Yes, literally run to each other, because love is inevitable. I could watch that over and over again. And I have, because all movies are the same, which happens to be the title of our next game. Our puzzle guru, Will Hines, joined us to figure out just how often movie motifs are recycled. Moving on, here are our next two contestants, Luke Green and Jordan Shervarabi. Luke, what is your favorite movie?
Oh, God, that's such a hard question. Probably Die Hard.
Die Hard. Oh, I like your style.
Or yeah. Die Harder.
Or Die Harder. Oh, I don't like your style.
Yes.
I'll stick with Die Hard. Okay, good. Jordan, what's your favorite movie?
Something's Gotta Give.
Interesting.
All-time, all-time
yeah, right.
favorite.
Yeah, because you're related to it.
I do somehow, yeah. Diane Keaton's my girl.
Well, we're happy to have you. Will, what's our next game?
This game is called All Movies Are the Same. We're going to give you a list of movies. You have to tell us what they have in common. Could be a certain plot point, a character, a setting. Ring in when you think you know the answer. Right, here we go. Adaptation, The Social Network, The Parent Trap, and Stuck on You. Luke.
Twins?
That is right. They all prominently feature twins.
Well done.
A Beautiful Mind, Fight Club, Harvey, and Drop Dead Fred. Jordan.
Your imagination.
That's all movies, right?
I know you're right, but just put it in a longer phrase.
Really? You're asking me to? Okay.
Yep.
Using your, kind of subconscious imagination to create things and really win and succeed at what you're doing.
That's right. Imaginary friends.
Yeah. Jordan, you were like, really? Do I have to? We're like, yeah, you're on our show. You have to.
Pee-wee's Big Adventure, E.T. the Extraterrestrial, Breaking Away, and the Triplets of Belleville. Jordan.
Bicycles.
That's right. 10 Things I Hate About You, West Side Story, Forbidden Planet, and Akira Kurosawa's Ron. Luke.
They are Shakespeare.
That is right. Adapted from
Shakespeare. They are Shakespeare.
Dial M for Murder, The Royal Tenenbaums, Strangers on a Train, and Match Point. Luke.
Tennis.
That's right. They all feature someone who's a tennis professional.
Yeah, that was fast.
Right on that. The Philadelphia Story, 8½, The Producers, and The Little Shop of Horrors. Jordan.
They were all musicals or plays.
Yes, they all got made into musicals. So, yes, we'll take that.
Very good. Very good.
The Wizard of Oz, Pleasantville, Natural Born Killers, and Memento. Luke.
They were all black and white at the beginning and then turned into color.
They mixed both black and white and color footage, so we'll take that.
That seemed like a pretty even match right there.
Well, we had somebody...
Oh,
had somebody
just by an edge. Luke, you did it. You won this round. So close. What a great little quiz right there. You'll be moving on to our Ask Me One More final round. That was a hard one. I think those guys are brainiacs. Give them another round of applause. If you like Ask Me Another on the radio, you should try a live taping. Tickets for our upcoming shows at the Bell House in Brooklyn, New York, and elsewhere are available on amatickets.org. We've reached our Ask Me One More final round. This is when we bring back all the winners from the previous quizzes and have them battle it out in one last game. Since this episode is all about movies, the final round is too, but it features different contestants than the ones you've been playing along with for the last hour. We can do amazing things like that here at NPR with magical editing. It's just like Tinseltown. Our puzzle guru, Art Chung, quizzes our winning contestants about their knowledge of movie sequels in a final showdown aptly named Electric Boogaloo. So this game is called Electric Boogaloo. Is that right, Art?
That's correct.
I'm scared. What does that mean?
Well, some of us are old enough to remember the 1984 breakdancing movie Breakin' and its oddly named sequel, Breakin' 2: Electric Boogaloo. As you may know, in Breakin' 2, Kelly, Ozone, and Turbo stop an evil developer from bulldozing the local community center through the power of breakdancing.
Yeah, because breakdancing can do anything.
Anything can be stopped through breakdancing. We're going to give you the subtitle of a movie, and you tell us the film series that used it. So, for example, if I said Freddy's Revenge, you would say Nightmare on Elm Street. Easy. Okay, we're going to play this spelling bee style, so one wrong answer and you're out. You'll only have a few seconds to answer. The last person standing is this week's grand prize winner. Okay, here we go. Matt. Attack of the Clones.
That would be Star Wars.
Correct. James, The Fellowship of the Ring.
That would be The Lord of the Rings.
Lord of the Rings is correct. Rachel, The Spy Who Shagged Me.
Austin Powers.
Correct. Amit, The Wrath of Khan.
Star Trek.
Star Trek, yes. We're back to Matt. Dead Man's Chest.
That would be Pirates of the Caribbean.
That's correct. James, Pig in the City.
Babe?
Babe, yes. Rachel, Red, White, and Blonde.
Legally Blonde.
Correct. Amit, European Gigolo.
Deuce Bigelow?
Correct. Matt, Back in the Habit.
Sister Act.
Correct. James, Tokyo Drift. Quizzical look.
I'm going to go with The Seismologist Who Loved Me.
No. Rachel, do you know? Tokyo Drift. 2 seconds.
Yeah, no, I don't.
Okay. Amit, do you know?
The Fast and the Furious.
That's correct. We're down to Matt and Amit. Matt, When Nature Calls.
Ace Ventura.
Correct. Amit, Lost in New York.
Home Alone?
Yes. Yeah. Matt, Citizens on Patrol.
Police Academy. Yeah.
Police Academy 4.
I knew that one.
Amit, Golden Receiver.
Air Bud?
Yes. Did you guys used to work at a video store or something? Matt, The Legend of Curly's Gold.
City Slickers.
Yes. Amit, The Edge of Reason. 5 seconds.
Oh, man.
I'm sorry, we're out of time.
I don't know. I don't
Matt,
know.
If you know this, you'll be the grand prize winner.
It's based on a good book. It's a Bridget Jones Diary.
Yes!
Matt! You're today's big winner!
And that's a wrap. But there's so much more. Listen to all of our episodes by subscribing to our podcast, and you can always find us on Facebook or Twitter. Just look around for NPR Ask Me Another. Ask Me Another's house musician is Jonathan Colton.
Hey, his name anagrams to launch at Jot Noon.
With special musical guests Paul and Storm.
Modular Pants.
Our puzzle gurus were Will Hines.
Hells, I win.
And Art Chung.
Narc Thug.
Who is also our puzzle editor, with additional puzzle writing by Mark Halpin, Greg Lightman, Dan Schofield, Julian Shepard, and Noah Tarno. Ask Me Another is produced by Josh Rogeson.
So Jig Honors.
John Asante.
Hat, no jeans.
And Eleanor Kagan.
And Orange Lake.
AMA is recorded by Paul Ruess, Noriko Okabe, and David Hurtgen. Our senior supervising producer is Jesse Baker.
Jab Seekers.
Our general manager is Portia Robertson-Migas. And our executive producer is Eric Newsom. We'd like to thank the Bell House.
Hot Heel Blues.
Our home in Brooklyn, New York, and our production partner, WNYC. I'm Her Ripe Begonias.
Ophira Eisenberg.
And this was Ask Me Another from NPR.